Okay, we're doing Daf Yud Beis and Beis. We're at the second line, Yud Beis and Beis. Va'aretz haisa so vavo, and the aretz was, the land was so vavo at the time of creation. Michti, b'shamayim ischil b'resha, ma'ishna d'kachashiv ma'isa aretz. You know, the Torah first says God created shamayim, then it says he created aretz, and then it starts describing aretz before it ever describes shamayim. It says that the aretz was so vavo. Shouldn't it have described shamayim first? So Tanu Dabei Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Melech Basar Dam. Tanu Dabei Rabbi Shmuel taught that it's like a mashal to a king. Sharmel Avadav Hashkimu L'Pischi, that he tells his Avadim, I want you to come early to my door the next morning. L'machar Hishkimu Matzah Nashim V'Nashim. The next day he wakes up early and he finds that there's men and women there. L'mi Mishabech, who's he going to praise the most for showing up? L'mi She'in Darko L'Hashkim V'Hishkim, the one who doesn't normally come early or doesn't normally wake up early, but woke up early specially for this occasion, that's going to be the one that gets the special praise. So apparently the mashal is that Hashem called Shemayim first and then called Aretz, but they both responded quickly, and therefore he focuses on Eretz first to give Eretz the praise, whatever that means. So main point number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discusses Eretz before Shemayim, because even though it was invited last, it came early. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Oy lahem lebrios sharoos fein yodos maroos. Woe unto those creatures who see but don't know what they see. Omdos fein yodos al mahin omdos, that stand but do not know on what they are standing. Ha'aretz al ma'omedes, what is the earth standing on? Al ha'amudim, it's standing on pillars. Shenemar ha'margiz eretz mimakoma va'amudeha yispalotzun. Apparently there are pillars of this earth. Amudim alamayim. Now those pillars are standing on water. Shnemar laroka haaretz alamayim. Aretz is apparently over water. Mayim alaharim. That water is on top of mountains. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, alharim yamdu mayim. That on mountains water stands. Harim baruach. Those mountains are standing on top of ruach. I mean, it's basically cutting down to the core of the earth and saying, what's under what, which is under what. There's water down there, and under that is mountains, and under that. So, and then there's ruach. Shenemar kine yotzer harim uvari ruach. Ruach b'sa'ara. And ruach stands on top of sa'ara. Sa'ara normally means like a storm. Shenemar ruach sa'ara osa devaro. Sa'ara tzliya b'zro shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this sa'ara, core of the earth, I guess, is like hanging by the arm of Hashem. Shnemar umitacha zro'os olam. So main point number two, the eretz, the land, is on pillars, which are on water, which are on mountains, which is on wind, which is on sa'ara, which is hanging by Hashem. So those are the levels. It's eretz, pillars, water. I'm doing that right now. Eretz, pillars, water, mountains, wind, Sa'ara, storms, and God. The Chum Momrim, Al Yud Beis Amudim Omedes. The Chum say it stands on 12 pillars. Shnarmer Yatsev Gvulos Amim L'Misbar B'nei Yisrael. That the number of pillars that support the earth is the same number as the B'nei Yisrael. And how many Shvatim are there? 12. The Yesh Amrim Zayin Amudim. Some say no, that there are only 7 pillars. Shnarmer Chatzva Amudeh HaShiva. Because it says the pillars were 7, that there are 7 pillars. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Omer Al Amud Echad. Vitzadik Shemo, that the whole world stands on one pillar, and that pillar is called Tzadik. Shenemar Vitzadik Yisod Olam. A Tzadik is the Yisod, is the foundation of the world. So main point number three, a machlokas, whether the earth stands on 12, 7, or 1 pillars. 12 pillars, 7 pillars, or 1 pillar. And again, I don't know what any of this means. I don't think any of us know, are supposed to know what any of this means. This is some deep mystical thing. Amar Rabida, Shnei Rukiyim Hein, there are two heavens. Shnemar, Hein La Hashem Elokecha Shemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim. Hashem has Shemayim, and he also has Shmei Hashemayim. So two heavens. Reish Lakish Amar Shiva, Reish Lakish says, no, there are 7 heavens. Velu Hein, and these 7 heavens are called Vilon, Rakia, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, and Arvos. So, main point number four, machlokas, whether there are 2 heavens or 7 heavens. Okay? Vilon enu mishamesh klum. Vilon doesn't really do anything. The heaven called Vilon doesn't really do anything. El nichnas shachris v'yotzei arvos. It comes in the morning and leaves in the evening. U'mechadish b'chol yom ma'isa bereishis. And each day it recreates, God recreates the world. Shnemar anota kadok shamayim v'yimtachem ka'o el ha'shavas. Rakia shebochamu levanu kochavim lozalos kavu. And the Rakia is the heaven that has the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the constellations. Shemravitin osamilukim berkia hashemayim, because the pasuk says God placed all of them in the Rakia hashemayim. Shchakim, the heaven called Shchakim, shebo rechayim omdos v'tochnos man l'tzadikim. There's a special mill in the heaven called Shchakim that's grinding man for tzadikim in the future. Shnemar v'yitzav Shchakim yima'al v'dal seshmayim pasach v'yamtar aleim man le'echol. Pasuk says that the Shchakim will rain down the man for eating. Zvul, the heaven called Zvul, shebo Yerushalayim beis hamikdash u'mizbeach banui. That's where the Yerushalayim Shalmaila and the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila and the Mizbeach are all built, waiting to come down. U'michal asara gadol omiru makrav lov karban. And the angel Michael is standing there, bringing makrav a karban. Shnemar, bono banisi beis zvul lecha mechol neshivtecha olamim. U'minolan de'ikri shamayim. How do I know it's called shamayim? Dechziv habeit mishamayim ure'ei mizvul katshecha v'tifartecha. That's where we see that it's called the Shemayim. It says, look from Shemayim, and then it says right away, Zvul. So you see that Zvul is Shemayim. Ma'on, what's going on in the heaven called Ma'on? Shabokitos Shamalachi Ashari Sha'omro Shira Balaila, V'chashos Piyom Ipnei Kvodin Shal Yisrael. That's where there are heavenly angels singing Shira all night and being quiet during the day for the honor of the Jewish people, to give the Jewish people a chance to sing Shira. Shnemar Yomom Yitzav Hashem Chazdo U'Balaila Shiri Imi. That during the day, Hashem commands with His chesed, but at night, sing with me. Amrei Shlakish, Kala Osik B'Torah B'Layla, anyone who learns Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom. Hashem is going to give him a certain kindness during the day. Shnemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo, that during the day Hashem will give him a chesed. Umatam, what does he do to earn that chesed during the day? Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo, Matam Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo, why is it that he has this chesed during the day? Mishum U'Balayla Shiri Imi. It's because at night he's singing the song with him. What's the song that people sing? The Torah is called the song. When the Torah gives a commandment to write the Torah, Kisvu Lechem Es Hashira Hazos. The entire Torah is referred to as a song. So someone who does the song of Torah at night, that's why the minig is when people learn, they learn with a little bit of a niggin. I can't do it because I can't sing. But people learn with a little bit of a niggin, because the whole Torah is considered like a song. V'ikada Amri Amri Shlakish, Kal Osik B'Torah Ba'olam Hazeh. The Gemara is essentially going to give three interpretations of this pasuk of Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo B'Layla Shiri Imi, that in the day Hashem gives His Chesed and at night you sing with Him. V'ikada Amri, others say Amrei Shlakish Kala Osek B'Torah Bal Mazeh Shu Doma L'Layla. Anyone who learns Torah in this world, and this whole world is considered like night, the darkness of Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Olam Haba. It means that God is going to give him special chesed in Olam Haba, Shu Doma L'Yom. Olam Haba is like daytime. Shenemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo B'Layla Shiri Imi, that in the daytime Hashem will give you the chesed because at nighttime you were sitting and learning Torah. Amar Rabbi Levi, call a posik midivrei Torah, va'osik midivrei sicha. Anyone who stops learning in order just to engage in regular conversation, ma'achilin oso gachle resamim. He's fed hot coals. Shenemar hakotvi miluach alay siach b'shorish resamim lachman. Someone who uproots the luchos, the tablets, with words, with siach, just empty words. So he's ultimately his bread is gonna be these hot coals. Meaning, not a good thing. Uminalan dikri shamayim shenemar hashkifim monkatchcha min hashmayim. How do I know it's called, that all these things are called shamayim? All these heavens are called shamayim because it says hashkifim monkatchcha min hashmayim. So let's do another main point over here. Three interpretations of the pasuk that says yomam yitzava Hashem chazdo ubalayla shira imi. Three interpretations of that pasuk. So the three interpretations of the pasuk are: A, that the Malachim sing Shira only at night and Bnei Yisrael during the day. B, if you learn Torah at night, Hashem gives you Chesed during the day. And C, if you learn Torah in this world, Hashem gives you Chesed in the next world. Three interpretations: Yom Yitzav Hashem Chazav Laila Shirimi. A, the Malachim sing Shira at night and Bnei Yisrael during the day. B, if you learn Torah at night, you'll have chesed, Hashem gives you chesed during the day. And C, if you learn Torah in Olam Hazeh, you'll get chesed in Olam Haba. Machon Shabo, Machon is another level of heaven that we mentioned before. We mentioned seven levels of heaven. Shabo Otsu Shalik Votsus Barad, Valias Talalim Raim, Valias Agalim, Vichadora Shal Sofa Vusaro Mara Shal Kitar, Vidalsosean Eish. Shnami Yiftach Hashem Lachas Otsrato. That heaven has all the atmospheric things, snow and hail and all sorts of things like that, and winds and whirlwinds and storms and smoke and all sorts of things like that. So says Gemara, Hani Berakhi Isnu. Are those things really all in the heaven? Hani Ba'ari Isnu. Those things are down here on earth. Dechsev. After all, the pasuk says, you should know the pasuk. Halalu Es Hashem Min Aris Taninim V'Chol Sahamos Eishu Varad Shel V'Kita Ruach Sara Osedvaru. It lists all those same things: the snow and the hail and the wind and the storm and it all says it's Min Aretz, that it all comes from the earth. How can you say it comes from heaven? Originally these things were up in Shemayim, but David davened and brought them down to the earth. He said, Ribono Shalom, lo kel chafetz rasha ata, lo yagurcha ra. You're not interested in bad things, Hashem, so don't dwell amongst all these bad things. Tzadik ata Hashem, lo yagur b'magurcha ra. You're a tzadik, you shouldn't be amongst all these bad storms. Uminolan de ikri Shemayim. How do we know that's called Shemayim? That all these things are called Shemayim? Dechsiv v'atatish me'ashemayim machon shiftecha. That's how we see that machon is another name of one of the heavens. So we only have one more heaven. We've discussed six of them already, and the last heaven is Arvos. Shabot tzedek u'mishpat u'tztaka. That's where there's righteousness and justice and tzedaka. Ginzei chayim v'ginzei shalom, warehouses of life and of peace. V'ginzei bracha, and storehouses of blessing. V'neshmasun shal tzadikim, and the neshamos of the tzadikim. V'ruchos, and the spirits of neshamos, and the neshamos sha'as libaros that have not yet been created. V'tel sha'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'achas b'meisim, and the dew that God is going to use to do tchias ha'meisim. All of that is in that last heaven. How do I know that? Tzedek u'mishpat. I know tzedek u'mishpat is there. Dechsiv tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. That tzedek and mishpat are right by God's throne. Tzedak I know because it says vayilbash tzedaka. Dechsiv vayilbash tzedaka kasharian. That the that tzedaka will be like a piece of furniture for him. I guess that's in God's warehouse. Ginzei chayim, the storehouses of life. Tchsiv ki imcha makar chayim. With God is the source of life. V'ginzei shalom, the warehouses of peace. Tchsiv ayikla Hashem shalom. Hashem says shalom. V'ginzei bracha. Tchsiv yisa bracha me'es Hashem. That bracha comes from right next to Hashem. Nishmashan sal tzadikim. How do I know the nishmas of tzadikim are there in the seventh highest heaven? Tchsiv vayu nefesh adonit zrura b'tzrara chayim es Hashem alakecha. That's what we say when someone dies. That is, nishmas should be zrura b'tzrara chayim. It should be wrapped up with the tzrara chayim in the bonds of life. Es Hashem alakecha, and that's with Hashem. Ruchos and neshamos, and the ruchos and neshamos we know are there. Sha'as libaros that are not yet created. Tchsiv ki ruach milufanaya atov. Uneshamos ani asisi, a ruach will come from before me, and I will make the neshamos. V'tal shasa kodesh baruch leachis b'meisim, and the dew with which God is going to bring people back to life is there. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, geshem nidvos tanef elokim nachlasecha v'nila atakonanta, that God establishes this life. Sham ofanim usravim v'chayas hakodesh malach hasharis v'kiyas hakavod, and right there are all the highest angels, the ofanim, the sravim, chayas hakodesh. Those are all types of angels, the malach hasharis and the kiyas hakavod, God's throne. Melech kel chai ram v'nisa shochein aleihem, and God, the living Almighty God, is on top of them. Shenemar solu l'rochev ba'aravos b'kashimo, that it's rides on the aravos b'kashimo, and the name of Hashem is there. Uminalan dikri shemayim. How do I know that Arvos, this Arvos, is called a shemayim, is the seventh heaven, that it's one of the shemayims? Well, asya rechiva rechiva. It's from the word rechiva. K'siv hacha solu l'rochev ba'aravos. The word rochev is used in both contexts. So we see that Aravos is also called Shemayim. So the last main point is the Gemara lists the seven heavens. What's in each of the seven heavens? And describes God's throne in the top heaven. Way beyond our understanding. But that's why we call it Rochev, is Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is a description of God's throne. Merkavas from Rochev. So we will stop there. We'll pick up on Choshech and Varafel next time.